SBY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly clear today with a high of 48. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 27. Tonight, partly cloudy. Daytime high is approaching 54. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 37.
This is an ag business update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, Microsoft is putting $50 million into LanzaJet facility in Georgia that will produce jet fuel from ethanol. LanzaJet says the facility will start producing sustainable jet fuel next year. Experts consider the airline industry one of the hardest to decarbonize. Governments and investors are trying to boost incentives to produce lower carbon-emitted jet fuel. LanzaJet says work is almost complete on its Freedom Pine Fuels biorefiner. Plans are to start producing 10 million gallons of sustainable aviation fuel and renewable diesel per year from sustainable ethanol in 2023. The plant will also produce sustainable fuels from waste-based feedstocks. Last year, the White House announced a goal to lower aviation emissions by some 20% by 2030 as environmental groups place increased pressure on the industry to lower its carbon footprint. Microsoft created its Climate Innovation Fund that will invest $1 billion over 4 years to speed up the development of carbon removal technology. Oregon State University researchers identifying hemp compounds that show an ability to prevent the virus that caused COVID from entering human cells. The university research says a pair of cannabinoid acids bind to COVID-19 spike protein, which stops the virus from infecting people. The university said the spike protein is the same drug target used in COVID-19 vaccine and antibody therapy. They say a disease or virus follows a specific process for infecting a person, and a drug target is any molecule critical to that process that can be disrupted to stop any infection or progression. The cannabinoid acids, they say, are abundant in hemp and many hemp extracts. And according to an Oregon State researcher, said they aren't controlled substances like THC, the psychoactive ingredient marijuana. They have a good safety profile in humans, he says. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Cattle producers, make one trip to Valley Vet Supply for all your calving equipment. Get great prices on Ratchapole and Dr. Frank's calf pullers. Check out the calf resuscitator kit and other OB accessories. When you warm up and dry off those newborn calves with a Roy L. Heat calf warmer, you'll wonder how you got along without it. Visit Valley Vet Supply just off the Pony Express Highway in Marysville, Kansas. Order online at valleyvet.com.
Valley Vet Supply.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. The Kansas Highway Patrol says a 54-year-old man was killed when he lost control of his SUV and crashed in Decatur County. The accident happened around 7:15 Thursday night on 2400 Road just north of Jennings. The patrol said Robert Papp was heading north when his Chevy Tahoe rolled several times. Papp was ejected and died at the scene. The patrol's online crash log states he was not wearing a seatbelt. For several years, the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks has used an online reservation system for camping. And while it is convenient for those who visit the lakes, it does mean campers must plan well in advance if they want a camping spot, especially for the holidays. The reservations for this year opened on December 16th, and a check of the Cheney State Park reservation site shows that all of the standard campsites with water and electricity are already taken for the Memorial Day holiday, and most are already spoken for the 4th of July weekend. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Can't find a deal on a new Ford? Order one today from Rustiac Ford and we'll double the incentives. That's right. Rustiac Ford is doubling the incentives on select new Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Order your new 2022 Ford F-150 today and we'll double the $2,000 to $4,000 only at Rustiac Ford. Order your new 2022 Ford Ranger today and we'll double the $1,500 to $3,000 only at Rustiac Ford. Don't wait. Rustiac Ford has one of the area's best selections of new and pre-owned vehicles. Plus, when you order today and we double your incentives, you'll also get your new Ford the way you like it. The sooner you order, the faster it gets here. Only Rustiac Ford is doubling the incentives on new Fords. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustiacFord.com. Offer valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit. Plus, tax and fees not all qualify. See dealer for details. Offers expire month's end.
The Kansas Highway Patrol has identified 6-year-old Reagan Sampson as a person who was killed in a crash on Friday on the Kansas Turnpike. KHP says around 8:30 a.m. Friday morning, 28-year-old Tori Horniker was driving an SUV southbound on I-35. The vehicle then left the roadway and struck the back of a semi, which was legally parked on the outside shoulder due to mechanical issues. KHP says the 6-year-old was ejected from the vehicle and died at the scene. Horniker and an 8-year-old passenger were taken to the hospital with serious injuries. The driver of the semi was not injured. Just after 6 p.m. January 12th, police were dispatched to a shooting call in the 1800 block of South Greenwood in Wichita. They arrived to find a 35-year-old victim with a non-life-threatening gunshot wound. Before officers arrived, it was reported that the suspect, later identified as 34-year-old Nathaniel Kester of Wichita, Kester was booked into the Sedgwick County Jail on requested charges of aggravated battery, aggravated assault, and aggravated kidnapping. This is Kansas Mid-American Network News.
The bakers of Earth Grains Breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains Breads, baking our best for you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A Republican state senator and former speaker of the legislature is challenging Congressman Jeff Fortenberry, who is facing federal charges as he runs for re-election. State Senator Mike Flood of Norfolk announced Sunday that he will challenge Fortenberry in the state's first congressional district. Flood will face off against Fortenberry, who has held the seat since 2005, in the May primary. Fortenberry has pleaded not guilty to allegations that he misled federal authorities who were investigating an illegal donation to his campaign from a foreign national in 2016. A Nebraska meatpacking plant worker died after he was injured on the job. Grand Island police said 48-year-old Esteban Mantilla of Grand Island died at the hospital where he was taken after he was hurt Friday afternoon. Police and paramedics were called to the JBS meat processing plant around 3:30 on Friday. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Looking for a rewarding career where you can truly make a difference? Join the Advena Living Long-Term Care and Rehab Team. We're holding a job fair January 27th at the Holiday Inn Express on Dugan Road by the airport from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Great pay, generous sign-on bonuses, and benefits offered for RNs, LPNs, CNAs, and CMA positions at our three Wichita area locations. We'll see you at the Advena Living Job Fair January 27th from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Express, or join us virtually online. For more information, visit advenagroup.com.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last week conducted the annual reorganization and appointments, selecting Barb Kiki for chairman. Dr. Nancy Zittick was appointed county health officer, as no response had been received from staff at CMH. County health nurse Sue Rhodes advised that CDC has issued new isolation and quarantine guidelines consisting of 5 days. Rhodes doesn't think there is a science backing this and would like to stay with a 10-day recommendation. However, the hospital's advising 5 days, and she feels we should stay consistent within Marshall County. The agency has a temporary person lined up to assist with COVID testing. Candace Prell is home on military leave and will be a contract laborer on an hourly basis. Scott Zabotrisky was elected chair and David Wilbrandt vice chair of the Washington County Commissioners, and other routine annual appointments were made at last week's meeting. A 5% pay raise was approved and extended to all permanent and elected and non-elected employees, both full and part-time. Temporary and summer help and contract labor was not included. Groundbreaking on the Mark Neutch Horse Soldier Monument on the Courthouse Square is planned for March, with completion and dedication in April. A volunteer group has raised nearly all of the expected $150,000 cost, with the Washington Rotary Club among the most recent contributors, with over $14,000 from the Christmas Festival of Trees. Nemahal County Commissioners last week discussed changing current policy regarding paid holidays for new employees, changing from longevity raises to merit raises, and looking at current sick and vacation leave policy. No action was taken on county reorganization, suggesting further changes be made before that document's approved. Commissioners discussed 2022 pay raises for county employees. A motion to suspend camera recording during that discussion passed on a 2-1 vote, with Gary Scobie voting no. The Emergency Preparedness Director advised the state did a disaster declaration from the windstorm December 15th, but the only local entities qualifying for FEMA money are the City of Seneca and Nemahal Marshall Rural Electric. Eric Thiemann was unanimously elected chair of the Gage County Board of Supervisors at last week's meeting. Emily Haxby was elected vice chairman of the board and the Board of Equalization by a vote of 4-1, replacing Dennis Myers, who was previously nominated before a closed ballot was requested. Approval was given for a request to proceed with purchase of 2 tandem axle trucks for the highway department. Salary of elected officials was approved for a 4-year term in Gage County beginning in 2023. A public hearing was opened to consider application for a commercial ag anhydrous plant in Adams Township, with planning and zoning recommending adoption. A representative with Farmers Co-op said he would like to move the site to make it safer for surrounding communities. After discussion, meeting time for the board committee will remain at 7 a.m. for the time being. The 2022 New Year's baby at Nemahal Valley Community Hospital in Seneca was a boy born just before midnight January 5th to Eric and Quincy Spurslogy of Seneca. Nominations may be submitted for Kansas farmers, ranchers, or forest landowners who go above and beyond in care and management of natural resources, with applications due for the Kansas Leopold Conservation Award on behalf of landowners with a June 1st deadline, and information online at sandcountyfoundation.org. Regina A. Jones, age 86, of Frankfort, passed away Saturday. Private family service to be held Wednesday and will be streamed on the Kinsley Mortuary Facebook page Wednesday at 1:30, with burial in the Frankfort Cemetery. Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Regina Jones.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ryan's Barbershop is open again and taking appointments Tuesday through Fridays from 9 to 5. Leave a message at the shop, 562-2815. That's 562-2815 for Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville, now open and accepting appointments for haircuts.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures will remain fairly mild throughout the region today, with highs ranging in the upper 20s and lower 40s throughout Iowa, the upper 40s and upper 50s throughout Nebraska, the lower 40s to lower 60s throughout Kansas, and the mid-30s to mid-40s throughout Missouri. We can expect to see fairly dry conditions for the next few days with lots of sunshine. We will remain fairly mild throughout the overnight hours, with lows ranging in the upper teens and mid-20s throughout Iowa, the lower to upper 20s throughout Nebraska, the mid-20s to mid-30s throughout Kansas, and the upper 20s to lower 30s throughout Missouri. We will remain extremely mild throughout Tuesday, before cooling down considerably over Tuesday night, as the jet stream starts to sink further south, and stay cool throughout the rest of this week. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-January, 39. Record high on this date, 68. The average low, 18. And the record low, 16 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:44. Sunset this evening at 5:30.
Which vice did Ben Franklin least care for? We will have to get back to you on that. The answer is next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, here's your Old Farmer's Almanac radio report for Monday, January 17th, the 17th day of the year. The full wolf moon shines tonight, and statesman, inventor, scientist, and Poor Richard's Almanac publisher, Benjamin Franklin, was born on this day in 1706. Franklin is remembered for promoting thrift, moderation, good sense, and more. But which bad habit peeved him the most? It may have been procrastination. He would have loved this story. A consultant once advised Charles Schwab that to be more efficient, he should make a list of items to accomplish each day and not to move down the list until each item was completed. The consultant asked for no fee, but told Schwab to try his advice, then send him whatever he thought it was worth. 6 months later, the man received a check for $25,000. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Check out our free advice of the day at almanac.com.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else. Shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
Fat Brothers Petroleum is proud to support all area winter sports teams. The athletes have great stamina, strength, dedication, and determination, and are sure to excel at all of the events this week. Good luck from Sapp Brothers Petroleum in Hanover, supplying fuel, propane, oil, and other petroleum products. It's that time again. Dan's Auto Body knows the Republic County Winter High School sports teams have worked hard this season. The athletes' extreme dedication and talent will surely lead the Buffaloes to victory at this week's events. Good luck from your friends and loyal fans at Dan's Auto Body in Belleville.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Patrick Mahomes threw for 404 yards and 5 touchdowns. Travis Kelce caught a TD pass and also threw another one. And the Chiefs sent Pittsburgh quarterback Ben Roethlisberger into his expected retirement with a 42-21 win in the wild card round of the playoffs Sunday night in Kansas City. Byron Pringle caught touchdown passes from both Mahomes and Kelce. And Jerick McKinnon and Tyreek Hill also reeled in scoring catches for the Chiefs. Their pursuit of a third straight AFC title now includes a date with the Bills next week at Arrowhead. The 39-year-old Roethlisberger finished with 2 TD passes in his likely finale. Nigel Pack scored 14 points, and Kansas State ended a 4-game losing streak, beating number 19 Texas Tech 62-51 Saturday in Manhattan. Smith finished with 12 points, and Mike McGrill had 10 for the Wildcats, who failed to hold second-half leads in each of their 4 previous games. This is Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
When the days get shorter and the grass stops growing, it's time for Maximum Outdoor Equipment's Early Bird Winter Service Discounts. Call Maximum before the end of the year and save 25% on labor, or get free pickup and delivery within a 25-mile radius. And next spring, when you're ready to start mowing, your mower will be ready too. Maximum Outdoor Equipment knows mowers. They've been focused on selling and servicing lawnmowers for over a quarter of a century. They also know come spring, there will be a whole lot of people wanting to get their mowers in to be cleaned and sharp. sharpened. Because while a whole lot of places can sell you a mower, not many places can service them. So give your mower some end-of-the-season love and save money now and be ready to mow next spring. Call 943-0201 before the end of the year to get an early bird winter service discount from Maximum Outdoor Equipment, just south of Kellogg on West Street, and online at MaximumOutdoor.com.
Maximum Outdoor Equipment.
David McCormick had 19 points and 15 rebounds. Jalen Wilson added 23 points and 8 boards. And ninth-ranked Kansas overcame a sluggish first half to rout defensive-minded West Virginia 85-59 in Lawrence. Oche Abaje also had 20 points and 7 rebounds for the Jayhawks. They only led 33-31 at half, but blitzed through the second half to remain perfect against the Mountaineers in 10 meetings at Allen Fieldhouse. Kansas held Taz Sherman, the Big 12's second-leading scorer, to 5 points on 1 of 9 shooting. David DeJulius scored 18 points and made a go-ahead layup with 2 minutes and 20 seconds remaining in the game as Cincinnati rallied past Wichita State 61-57 in American Athletic Conference play on Sunday at Charles Koch Arena. Tyson Etienne had 14 points and 6 assists for the Shockers, who are now 9-7 overall, 0-4 in the conference, and have now lost 4 games in a row. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
First-round play in the Twin Valley League tournament Saturday was postponed due to the weather, and games were moved forward to Monday. Monday's games will be played on Tuesday, and Tuesday's games on Wednesday. This afternoon at 3:15, Washington County versus Axtell Girls. At 4:45, Clifton Clyde versus Wetmore Girls, and Blue Valley Boys face Donovan West. At 6:15, Valley Heights and Troy boys tip off. Frankfort boys will host Washington County. This evening at 7:45, it's the Wetmore Onega boys and Troy versus Blue Valley girls. Marysville High boys set to tip off in pool play at the Thunder Classic at Nemahal Central this evening versus Hiawatha at 7:30. We'll have the live broadcast on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1. We'll begin broadcast coverage from the Twin Valley League tournament on Tuesday with 4 games back-to-back, beginning in the 3 o'clock hour on FM 95.5. Saturday's Jayhusker Wrestling Tournament in Marysville was canceled due to the weather issues and some COVID quarantines.
Don't let the delicate appearance of rosary vine dissuade you from growing this easy care houseplant. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Rosary vine's wiry stems are covered with small gray-green heart-shaped leaves. The leaves inspired its other common name, string of hearts. Grow it in a hanging basket or display it on a pedestal, high shelf, or any place where the long stems can grow unobstructed. Healthy plants can grow as much as 4 to 5 feet in a year. Small round structures known as bulbils or aerial tubers develop along the stems. These growths resemble beads and gave rise to the common name rosary vine. Grow it in bright light and water thoroughly whenever the soil is starting to dry. Only fertilize May through August. Allow the soil to go slightly drier and keep the plant in a cool 65-degree location during its winter resting period. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The 4 Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
New year, new career. Come join the team at Landall Company in Marysville as they look to make your year and their year 2022 the best year yet. Landall Company in Marysville is hiring for assembly, welding, paint, maintenance, fabrication, and traveling service tech positions. Enhanced wages start at $14.50 up to $20.70 per hour. plus hiring bonuses for qualified positions of $500 to $1,000. Exceptional benefits include $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, paid time off, medical, dental, vision, short and long-term disability, life insurance, plus paid holidays and profit sharing. Last year's bonus equaled 7.55 weeks of gross wages, just to name a few. Apply online today at Landall.com or phone 785-562-5381 for information. Landall Company, Marysville, an equal opportunity employer.
If you've ever flown into the Las Vegas airport, you may have noticed a colorful Cessna airplane hanging from the ceiling over the baggage claim area. Most people think it's just an interesting prop. However, it's actually a world record holder, for no other manned airplane has ever remained aloft for more continuous days than this one. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. And we were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
On December 4th, 1958, Bob Timm and John Cook took off in a Cessna from Las Vegas' McCarran International Airport. They didn't land for over 64 days.
The plane interior, for those who haven't flown in one, is about the size of a Volkswagen Bug. It is not a big space. These guys couldn't walk when they landed. Their legs just wouldn't hold them. But they did it. They broke the record. The record is still held by this airplane.
That record is the world endurance record for a manned airplane flight. Mark Hall Patton says they had a unique way to refuel the airplane.
And that they did by coming down and paralleling a truck on a desert road. They would block off this road for 2.5 miles because it took that far to refuel it. They had a belly tank on it, and it took 95 gallons of fuel.
With the plane flying directly above the truck, they would refuel over that 2.5 mile stretch of desert road.
They would have to have two guys in the cab of the truck, one steering and one turned around with his head on the dashboard, controlling the gas pedal, so that as the plane took on fuel, they could slow down the truck to keep with it.
Patton is the Cook County Museum Administrator. He gets asked the same question quite often.
How do you go to the bathroom in a Cessna 172? Anybody who's been in one knows there's no lavatory facilities. Well, what they had was a little folding camp stool that you put a plastic bag underneath, and you did your duty.
The plane hangs over the baggage carousels at the Las Vegas airport and is a part of the Cook County Museum system. Traveling the countryside in Las Vegas, Nevada, I'm Andrew McCray.
You might be asked to talk about your conservation practices. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. The USDA wants to know what motivates you to adopt conservation as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Commodity Classic is the one-of-a-kind farming experience where you can talk to the engineer who developed that piece of equipment. Talk to the seed dealer to find out what products work best for you. Talk to the experts and get inside their heads to get real answers in real time and get real feedback on the information you need. Commodity Classic is the place to do it all. Be in New Orleans March 10th through 12th for the largest farmer-led, farmer-focused agricultural and educational experience. The future is in your hands at CommodityClassic.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
In recent decades, Congress has demonstrated strong support for conservation programs through Farm Bill legislation. The intent is to ensure our farmlands remain healthy and productive while helping farmers and ranchers protect natural resources. Have you tried any conservation measures? And what motivated you to do it? The USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service is partnering with the Natural Resources Conservation Service to conduct a Conservation Practices Adoption Motivation Survey. Joe Parsons is the chair of the Agricultural Statistics Board. He says they're going out to talk to farmers and ranchers about what drives their decision to implement conservation practices and the role of technical and financial assistance to their operations.
One, we're going to talk to predominantly crop farmers, and another where we'll talk to livestock farmers. And I think that really represents good government because we're helping collect data that will drive smart programs that sort of get at and make sense for farmers and ranchers and do that in a smart way. So that'll be going on in spring of 2022.
He says the sample size for each component of the survey will be 34,000 to 35,000 ranchers and farmers. It'll be voluntary, but they'll select a scientifically based sample that gives a good representation of different types and sizes of crop and animal operations.
I think the result is to provide data that is useful for NRCS and other folks that are framing, you know, how to structure conservation programs and cost share and stuff like that, so they have better data for better decision making.
Learn more about the Conservation Practices Adoption Motivation Survey at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
I will forever be evermore your own. Never let my heart grow, never let my mind grow, never let go, never let go, never let go. Never let my heart grow, never let my mind grow, never let go, never let go, never let go. Let it be. Never let my heart grow, never let my mind grow, never let go, never let go, never let go. Let it be.
am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Ashes to ashes, dust to dust, creating compost from the dearly departed. Today on Farm to Fork. I speak from experience when I say that the right tools help keep a farm, a ranch, or a household running smoothly. The folks at Gempler's know that too. It's why they carry the tool brands you trust to help you work smarter, safer, and more comfortably. It's Gempler's specialty. Family owned and independent, just like their customers, just like you. More than 30,000 problem-solving tools and gear in stock. Shop Gempler's.com today and avoid downtime tomorrow.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Compost makes a great fertilizer, and when your number is up, your remains could become a great compost. Elizabeth Fournier is a funeral director in Oregon and an expert on green burials.
We call it natural organic reduction, the legal form of disposition of something to do with human remains.
The process is currently legal only in Oregon, Washington, and Montana, and it's still new. Fournier says it involves a cradle-like device and a lot of wood chips.
Like any gardener knows, effective composting requires turning. And the cradle is designed so that it can be rotated at appropriate intervals. So no industrial equipment is needed, just a pair of hands.
When the process is complete, says Fournier,
they can take the reduced remains, put them on their own property, into their herb garden. We don't quite advocate for the vegetable garden as of yet. Maybe time will change.
Fournier says this is just one of several burial options available that are much greener than traditional interment or cremation.
That really respects both the wishes of the individual and the needs of the environment.
Learn more about the concept and about Fournier's book on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a pair of brand new Chevy Colorados, a 2021 and a 2022 model. Both are four-wheel drive. The 2022 model is the Z71 edition. They also have a sturdy 2022 Chevy Silverado 2500 HD LTZ. It's the Duramax at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Ag News from the Mid America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the federal government has spent years and tons of money pouring a lot of programs and incentives into school lunch programs across the nation for public school systems. And U.S. Department of Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says that the USDA plans to offer some guidance on the future assistance picture relatively soon. Back in December last year of 2021, USDA did announce $1 billion in supply chain mitigation funds. Another $750 million was announced last week and a mid-year adjustment to the typical reimbursement rate. Speaking to reporters late last week, Vilsack said that school lunch programs need the funds to adapt to changes from their suppliers.
This is a very unusual circumstance and situation where traditional suppliers to schools are essentially either going out of that business and redirecting their attention.
He says that one issue is that more food being eaten at home is forcing suppliers to adjust their business models. As things stand right now, Vilsack says the U.S. Department of Agriculture has no plans for more financial help.
I don't know that there's a plan today as I speak for additional resources. That's not to say that 30 days from now decisions may be made because of a change in circumstances that would say we got to do more. I don't know that. But what I do know is that we're doing what we can today to make it easier for these folks to do what they're doing.
He says the U.S. Department of Agriculture is working to give schools a better understanding of the reimbursement picture over the next few years.
We're going to be forthcoming with a sort of a plan, if you will. And begin making the decisions and planning decisions that they have to make.
The School Nutrition Association has called Congress on to extend current pandemic waivers for the program. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Tired of the radio hype guy emphasizing the too-good-to-be-true car payment? Then the talk-so-fast-you-can't-understand-him guy delivers the details about what you'll owe up front? At Midwest Kia, we continue to reimagine the way a car dealership should be, so we thought we'd start right here. And as part of our promise to provide a better way to buy in 2022, we're hyping the things that we can deliver on, like exceptional value, new car inventory arriving daily, transparent pricing, plus Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Now that's how a car dealership keeps it simple. And we're going to give the talk so fast you can't understand him guy some well-deserved time off. Midwest Kia. Simple, transparent, fast. A better way to buy. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com and you'll see why more people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Oh, well, that was easy. But what do we do with these last few seconds? Oh, wait. Warranties, a limited powertrain warranty.
The new year brings a sense of optimism and determination. While there are many questions that need answers, you have a reliable and relevant source to get the information you need. This station at agview.net. Input cost, supply chain, consumer demand, and weather are all factors that affect your bottom line. Stick with the reliable and relevant source. Have a great 2022 from this radio station and agview.net.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Yesterday, USDA released winter wheat seeded in Kansas for 2022, estimated 7.5 million acres, up from last year's 7.3 million acres. Canola, 11,000 acres, up from 7,000 acres a year ago. Fertilizer prices have risen quickly. The National Corn Growers warning that new tariffs on imports could make the situation even worse for farmers. Price spikes for nitrogen are making planting especially costly, according to a new study released from Texas A&M. The price of anhydrous ammonia, one of the types of nitrogen fertilizer, rose an average of $688 a ton from late 2020 to October of 2021, according to the study. It also concludes that tariffs would push that rate even higher. The International Trade Commission ruled last summer that imports of urea ammonia nitrate, or UAN, other nitrogen fertilizer, from Russia and Trinidad and Tobago are injuring domestic producers. The decision meant the Commerce Department will continue to conduct a separate investigation into whether Russia and Trinidad and Tobago are unfairly subsidizing exports of fertilizer. The investigation could result in the U.S. slapping countervailing duties on UAN imports. The Texas A&M study, commissioned by 21 state corn farmer groups, predicts the tariffs on UAN imports could translate to a price increase of $102.25 per ton of nitrogen for all farmers, or an additional $12.78 per acre. Growth Energy released an outline of the organization's 2022 top federal priorities for the U.S. biofuel industry. Growth Energy CEO Emily Skor said the policy objectives want to be decarbonizing the transportation sector. We must use all the tools in the toolbox, including plant-based biofuels like ethanol, which reduce carbon emissions by 46% compared to gasoline, she says. That's an Ag Business Update. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
There is another strain of African swine fever to be aware of. It's not as severe, but still has wide-ranging consequences. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Fill once, plant all day. The Thrive 3D application system from FMC is a revolutionary in-furrow crop protection platform that plants up to 480 acres between refills. The Thrive 3D application system mounts to most major planter brands and can be yours at no cost with the FMC Freedom Pass program. To learn more, call 815-362-7747 today. Always read and follow all label directions.
Commodity Classic is the one-of-a-kind farming experience where you can talk to the engineer who developed that piece of equipment. Talk to the seed dealer to find out what products work best for you. Talk to the experts and get inside their heads to get real answers in real time and get real feedback on the information you need. Commodity Classic is the place to do it all. Be in New Orleans March 10th through 12th for the largest farmer-led, farmer-focused agricultural and educational experience. The future is in your hands at CommodityClassic.com.
African swine fever is a highly contagious, deadly disease in pigs for which there is no cure. The virus has been moving around the world, but fortunately, so far hasn't made it to the United States. Paul Sundberg is a veterinarian and the executive director of the Swine Health Information Center. He says there are many different genotypes of the disease, and the one that's circulating around the world right now is known as genotype 2. Genotype 1 has been in Africa for a long time and was eliminated in Eastern Europe about 40 years ago. But genotype 1 has resurfaced. It's been found in China.
But the issue with finding it now and the concern is that the genotype 1 is less pathogenic. That means it doesn't make the pigs sick like genotype 2 does. It still can make them sick, but not anything with the severity of the one that's circulating around the world.
So why is this important to note? Because it's harder to detect in pigs. It can hide itself in the herds. It looks a lot like other diseases and will be able to spread farther.
And that increases the risks to the U.S., North America, other ASF-free countries because of the possibility of this virus starting to move around too. And that is an issue because the international markets, international community, doesn't care if you've got genotype 1 or genotype 2, you've got African swine fever. And we'll have the same issues no matter what genotype we get.
I'm Jody Henke. Find the latest on African swine fever at agriculture.com.
Cattle producers, you know that once a calf is on the ground, your work doesn't stop there. Cold stress can affect how well colostrum is absorbed, so dry off and warm them up with a calf warmer from Valley Vet Supply. And it's always a good idea to have a package of Calf's Choice Colostrum on hand in case you need it. Visit Valley Vet Supply just off the Pony Express Highway in Marysville, Kansas. Order online at valleyvet.com.
Valley Vet Supply.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Market's closed today for the Martin Luther King Day here on a Monday. Back at it on Tuesday. And Friday, we saw kind of a mixed day in trading for both the grains and the livestock. The grain market, corn was up, but wheat and soybeans down slightly over in the livestock market. We saw live cattle up. Feeder cattle struggled a little bit. Lean hogs showed some growth at the end of the day as well. We could see an interesting day when the markets open up again tomorrow, as over the weekend we've seen Russian customs talk about their January through November wheat exports totaling at near 29.96 million metric tons. That was off from the 33.68 million metric tons that was in the same time period from the prior year. So things overall just a little bit down across the globe. The ag minister for the country of Russia did set wheat export taxes for the week ending on January 25th. at $97.50 per metric ton. That was down from the $98.20 that it was currently. Wheat did struggle a little bit on Friday, down 14 and three-quarter cents for the March KC wheat, sitting at 7.45 even. May was also down by 14 cents even. And the Chicago wheat saw about a 5.25 cent drop at 7.41 and a half for the March KC wheat. As we mentioned, corn saw a little bit of gains in the market on Friday. March corn was up by 8.75 at 5.96 and a quarter. May was up 7.75 at 5.97 and a quarter. Soybean market saw mostly lower numbers on Friday. March soybeans were down 7.5 cents at 13 at 69 and three quarters. The meal was down 3.30 at 4.05 and 60 cents. And we had kind of a mixed day in the oil, with March down by 2 pennies at 58.46, and the May down by 7 cents at 58.5. So kind of a rocky day across the board for most of the bean market. In the cotton market, they were up, and they were pretty consistent throughout the day on Friday, with March cotton up $2.86 at 119.70, and the May was down in the green by $1.87, sitting at 116.34. We'll see what markets do tomorrow for a Tuesday when they open up again after the Martin Luther King holiday. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Tired of the radio hype guy emphasizing the too-good-to-be-true car payment? Then the talk-so-fast-you-can't-understand-him guy delivers the details about what you'll owe up front? At Midwest Kia, we continue to reimagine the way a car dealership should be, so we thought we'd start right here. And as part of our promise to provide a better way to buy in 2022, we're hyping the things that we can deliver on, like exceptional value, new car inventory arriving daily, transparent pricing, plus Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limit at powertrain warranty. Now that's how a car dealership keeps it simple. And we're going to give the talk so fast you can't understand him guy some well-deserved time off. Midwest Kia. Simple, transparent, fast. A better way to buy. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com and you'll see why more people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Oh, well, that was easy. But what did we do in these last few seconds? Oh, wait. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
weekends of country music play here on Classic Country KMDY Marysville. AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.